enchanting and welcoming. Good morning. Has this week been pleasurable? Today, we are going to approach two aspects of our sensuality. The first one is speaking. Our manner of speaking is our expression. It is unique and it reveals a lot about us. One of the most sensual and mystical stories was Shahrazad's, a princess who conquered a Raja by telling him stories, one every night for 1,001 nights. Her greatest art was not in a perfect body, neither in her abilities with dance, nor linked to her age, but to her speaking, to what she said and how she said it. And this is a major feminine art. Many women unconsciously copy masculine ways of speaking, since the socially accepted model is the masculine one. But we are going to get our speech back, our art back. Today, we are going to focus especially on this one aspect, how. You might have noticed that some people speak very quickly. Others sound enraged or like they are giving orders. Yet others have a trembling voice or a very low voice or even a very loud one. How is your voice? How are you used to speaking? Pay attention to it today. Notice also which voices you like the most. What are their qualities? Today we propose that if you speak loudly, focus on speaking lower. If you speak fast, focus on speaking slower, feeling the words you pronounce and what you say. If you speak like you're ordering others around, ask. Do not demand. Be grateful. If you speak very low, project more. Put more determination into your voice. If you speak very slowly, be a bit quicker. In general, allow your voice to be steady, but do not shout. Pronounce and caress each word. Do not swallow them. Speak slowly, but not so slowly that those listening want to fall asleep. And of course, if you are at a job that demands fast communication, do this exercise at a different moment, with friends, at home. Then observe the results, especially if you run into a man on your way today. Play with this and see if you get different reactions, if people around listen to you more or less. The second aspect we're going to focus on during these next 2 days is the attention we pay to our house, especially to our bedroom. Is your bedroom a place for work, for a mess, or for pleasure? Is it appealing, beautiful, and perfumed? Does your bed inspire pleasure or exudes an invitation to throw yourself into it, weary and ready to pass out at the end of the day? In some traditional cultures, like the Indian and Arabic ones, the bedroom and the whole house, for that matter, is seen as an invitation into pleasure. It is full of beauty and comfort, full of textures, aromas, and pleasurable lighting for the senses. And as we learned, the senses are the door to sensuality. The home, especially the bedroom, are extensions of a woman's womb. But as our lives are pressed by the mechanical, productivity and stress, in many instances our bedrooms become reflections of this state and no longer reflect a welcoming environment. This is why today you will re-examine your bedroom. Remove whatever you may feel is not beautiful or is unnecessary. A stuffed-up room reflects a jam-packed mind. Details to be observed. Lamps and candles to create half-lights. A place where you can vaporize essential oils like patchouli, lang-lang, sandalwood. Cushions and covers with pleasing textures on the bed. Pure cotton sheets are the most recommended, or other more luxurious varieties like linen and silk. Books are better in the living room, as well as family pictures. Paintings on the wall, only if they bring harmony to the environment. And of course, a clean and tidy room. Shoes put away, or better yet, enter your room barefoot. Avoid walking into your room with shoes on, which usually bring dirt and carry the denser energies from the street. To close this week, we suggest that you make an evaluation of your week. How did you feel? What did you learn? What challenged you? Did you notice any results? How did people behave toward you this week? How did you behave toward them? We recommend for the weekend some films that could contribute to your reflection on sexuality. My Week with Marilyn, one of the most sensual women of all times, shown in her intimacy. Dangerous Beauty, a film in which we see the life of a famous Venetian courtesan and the education she received for her profession. And Kama Sutra, a tale of love, a film that portrays ancient Indian rituals, sensuality as a refined art, as well as jealousy and overcoming it.